Some weeks ago, a piece in the Outlook section of the Washington Post caught my eye, and I saved it, wondering if I'd have an opportunity to refer to it. And today is that opportunity. It's a piece by a man named Hunter Rawlings, who is a former president at Cornell University. And he's writing about how increasingly people evaluate college in purely economic terms, as if they were buying a car or a house. And he says, unlike a car, college requires the buyer to do most of the work to obtain its value. And he says, college is not a commodity. It's a challenging engagement in which both parties, student and professor, have to play an active and risk-taking role if the value of the education is to be realized. It's not a one-way street, in other words, the student sitting and passively receiving what the professor gives, but it's an active engagement by both parties in the enterprise. And as I was reading that, I wondered, can the same be said of religion? Or a parish life? What is required if we are to gain the full benefit, if you will, of the parish experience? And lo and behold, a book has recently come out. It's entitled Rebuilt. Rebuilt. It's by a Michael White and a Tom Corcoran. Michael White is a priest in the Baltimore diocese, and he was sent to a parish up in Timonium, just north of Baltimore, and he was sent to sort of revive the parish. It seemed to be flagging a bit, having trouble attracting new members. So he set about developing all kinds of new programs and activities, figuring that if we offer more stuff, the people will come. And after a while, he realized that that wasn't working. And he said, unbeknownst to us, what we were dealing with in this parish was a consumer culture, which is great if you're a retail establishment making money from it, but it's not so great if you're a church. In fact, consumer culture erodes the sustainability of church communities because it allows the parishioner to assume a posture of shallow commitment and the attitude of ceaseless demands. And of course, the rest of the book is what he did to try to counter this consumer culture, or what he calls retail religion. Retail religion. Now, Paul, as you know from the second reading and other parts of the letters of Paul, he talks about a parish or the church, not in terms of Macy's, but in terms of a body. We are baptized into a body, a community in which all persons are invited, in which all persons are welcomed, but not just in the sense of being inclusive, so that we increase numbers. But what happens in a community, a real community, is that people are not only welcomed, but they are expected to participate actively and to contribute from what they have to the well-being of the rest of the community. Like a college or an education, it's an active engagement between pastor, staff, other leaders, and people in the pews. All of us are in this together. All of us contributing in some way as best we can for the good of the community. Paul says we're all parts of the body, but all the parts are actively engaged in promoting the health and well-being of the body. The body's the thing. And Jesus, when Jesus wants to talk about church or parish, he doesn't talk about Safeway. He talks about a meal to which all are invited. But not just to sit there passively, but to participate actively, contributing from what each one has to the well-being, the satisfaction of the other. This is the nature of church. It's the nature of parish. The community requires the active involvement of all parishioners. If we are to thrive, if we are to flourish as God desires. We recently amended our parish registration form. Right at the top of the registration form, it says something to the effect that membership in this parish is serious business. Don't sign up just to qualify for the 3 o'clock wedding time. Sign up to be a member of this parish only if you are prepared to worship with us on a regular basis on Sunday, to participate in some fashion in the ministries of the parish, either on the property or in your own neighborhood, and you're prepared to share from your financial resources so that we can do the ministries that characterize Holy Trinity Church. And if you're prepared to do that, then by all means, sign up and we will be delighted to have you with us. So what we might do, each of us, myself included, today, we might ask ourselves, what does it mean concretely for me to be a member of this community? What am I giving of myself so that the rest of the community can flourish? And then maybe you can ask whether your needs are being satisfied. But ask first, what am I doing for this body? When we have parish or new parishioner orientations, maybe 4 or 5 times a year, people who have recently registered in the parish come together and we talk about Holy Trinity and what we can offer and what we would like back from the new parishioners. And we always tell them, we are better for your presence with us. The body is healthier because of your presence with us. And if you weren't here, offering what you have to the rest of us, we would be less than what we are. And so we thank you. We thank you for joining us, becoming part of our community. Thank you. Thank you for your place in this parish. So let us pray together as one body, the Apostles' Creed, number 175. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.